This is Wild About Utah.
In the early 1900s, moose began expanding south into Utah from Wyoming. This moose subspecies was named in honor of Congressman George Shiras III, who explored Yellowstone in the early 1900s and found large numbers of moose. The Shiras moose is the smallest subspecies and occupies the southernmost moose habitat. Specific to the southern Rocky Mountains, the population extends from the bottom of British Columbia, Canada, to Colorado. For the past 100 years, Utah's Shiras moose population has fluctuated, peaking at 3,500 in 2005. The number has now stabilized at about 2,700. Dan McNulty, associate professor in the Department of Wildland Resources in the Quinney College of Natural Resources at USU, and his research team joined with the Utah Division of Wildland Resources, DWR, to identify what threatens Utah's moose population and then work together to ensure the herds remain stable. The condition of the moose herd is highly dependent on the health of its adult females. Hence, this has been the focus of their research. In May or June, the females begin having their calves. The calves remain with their mothers for a full year. If the mother is expecting, she'll chase the yearling off before the new calf arrives. Once the yearling has left, the mother begins searching for a secluded thicket to have her calf. Usually the thicket is so dense, a hiker walking by would never know the mother and calf are nearby. The female moose will stay in the thicket with her calf until it's strong enough to walk by her side. Unlike the deer who hide their young while they graze, moose keep their calves in sight. One threat neither the mothers nor calves can hide from is the winter tick, also known as the moose tick, since moose are its preferred host. Deer and elk are able to keep most ticks rubbed off. The winter tick is not prone to pester humans. Sam Robertson, USU graduate student in McNulty's lab, explains, "They are a one-host tick and remain on the same animal during all three stages of the tick's life. In the late summer, the winter tick larvae climb up blades of grass or other vegetation and wait for the moose to walk by. When it does, the ticks will jump on, take hold, and stay latched on to the moose for its blood meals and growth until the spring, when the tick falls off. By this time, the female moose is at her weakest, likely due to lack of food and tick load." Kent Hersey, Big Game Project Coordinator for DWR, explains, "In April, after the long winter of using their fat stores, the female moose are usually in their worst possible condition. Hopefully, they'll find enough green vegetation to regain energy to help the calves' growth in its last trimester and produce sufficient milk reserves." To monitor females and calves in 2017, GPS collars were fitted on 80 adult females and 26 6 to 8 month old calves. The data from the Wasatch herd indicated that the average tick load for adult females who lost their calves within the first couple of days after birth was almost double the average tick load. The monitoring of mother moose and the calves will continue through 2008 to see how tick load abundance changes from year to year. Once the multi-year tick data are gathered and analyzed, the researchers and managers hope to begin searching for management methods to decrease the tick load on moose, which in turn will enhance the stability of Utah's Shiras moose population. This is Shauna Levitt, and I'm Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.